Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from 1 Samuel. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel," and he said, "Here I am." And ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call you, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again, a third time, and he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make both ears of anyone who hears of it tingle. On that day, I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning this house from beginning to end. For I have told him that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew, because his sons were blaspheming God, and he did not restrain them. Therefore, I swear to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be expiated by sacrificing or offering forever." Samuel lay there until morning. Then he opened the doors of the house of the Lord. Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli. But Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." He said, "Here I am." Eli said, "What was it that he told you? Do not hide it from me. May God do so to you and more also if you hide anything from me of all that he told you." So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. Then he said, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said to him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these. And he said to him, you will see greater things than these. And he said to him, very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God descending and ascending upon the Son of Man. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The gospel according to John is a different kind of gospel. It tells the story in such another way from the other gospel accounts, where the gospel according to Mark is rather terse and in a hurry. Well, this gospel offers a glimpse of process. It takes its time telling the story. Today, after John the Baptizer points to Jesus saying, here is the Lamb of God, and some of John's disciples peel off to follow Jesus, when Jesus notices them, his invitation is extended. Come and see. One of those two was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. Andrew went to find Simon. We have found the Messiah, he says. And when Andrew brings Simon to Jesus, Jesus renames Simon Peter. Jesus knows him. As James Howell notes, this whole following Jesus thing, according to the gospel accounts, is not a solitary thing. Followers of Jesus are not lone wolves. Following Jesus is about responding to the Lord's invitation, but also about extending invitations beyond. All of this happens before what the church hears today. Now, in these times when the people of God are distanced for health reasons, this congregation has sought creative ways to be community. Instead of broadcasting a one-way worship service, St. Andrew's has used Zoom and other technology to open space for conversation and relationship. Like Andrew seeking out his brother Simon, members of St. Andrew's have sought out sisters and brothers in the congregation, calling them to keep the conversation open and the connections there. Indeed, inviting one another to see Jesus. No, none of this is the same as it was before. We miss seeing one another, talking face to face, shaking hands, looking one another in the eye. Yet this new reality has nudged this congregation to embrace technology that has been emerging over the past 20 years in ways that can expand the reach and welcome and invitation to meet Jesus. Because of that reaching and embracing, well, St. Andrew's will be forever changed. In the words of educators, this congregation's ministry will be both synchronous, with people gathered together, eventually in person, but also online at the same time for all the activities of the church. But there is also an asynchronous component to the ministry that is emerging, with some people checking out the sermons and the forums and the faith formation as their schedule allows, but participating nonetheless. Come and see, Jesus says to us. Today, the next day, Jesus found Philip. Now hold on to that. Philip wasn't necessarily looking for the Messiah or Jesus, but Jesus found him and invited him, follow me. Later in the gospel, according to John, Jesus tells his disciples, You did not choose me, I chose you. Today, Jesus is finding and choosing you. He is saying, follow me. And again, Philip was so transformed in a way that he had to bring a friend along. So he found Nathanael and exclaims, we have found him, Jesus of Nazareth. But Nathanael, a man after my own heart, was incredulous. I might call him a slow adopter. If he's anything like me, he may also think himself rather anonymous, at least beyond the circle of family and friends. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? When I was called to serve here in Mid-Mo, several people needed to, well, remind me that Mizzou and Nebraska were rivals back in the days of the Big 8 and the Big 12. Now, though there was jest in their voice, I heard the incredulity as well. Can anything good come from Nebraska? Perhaps there are still people who are wondering that, but we move on. When Jesus sees Nathanael coming toward him, he calls out, here is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. And Nathanael is flummoxed. How do you know me? Several years ago, I was talking with my mentor and good friend, Lavana. She was an amazing person. And in one conversation, I started to tell her a story from my early undergraduate days about some activity I had led on campus. I believed it to be obscure, anonymous even. I was confident nobody knew or remembered that work. And before I could finish the story, Lavana cut me off. She looked at me and she said, oh, I know you. I've been watching you for a long time. And then she started to recount my activity for the benefit of refugees from El Salvador. And then she went on from there. I was flummoxed. Jesus says, I saw you. I know you. You will see greater and greater things. So today, let us trust in Jesus who finds us, who knows us, who invites us, and who shows us greater and greater things. Let us remember and respond to the truth that our faith is not a private or solitary thing. Members of the body of Christ, well, need one another, support one another, guide one another. And finally, having heard Jesus' invitation, the faithful go find others, tell the story of God's love, and invite them. Come and see.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.